Hello, bosses. Before you can even think about saving money, you have to know the mistakes that are keeping you stuck in your current situation. Let's discuss how to avoid falling for the shiny objects, how to discover hidden payouts that are adding up, how to know when the higher price item is cheaper in the long run. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Life Boss Podcast. Are you ready to be unstoppable? Karen Mieses here, your business strategist and productivity expert, calling BS on the lies keeping us stuck. I share with you the top tips and tricks to hack your body, soul, and mind so that you squash all the overwhelm, stop glorifying stress, and design a business that brings you joy. If you are ready to show up and work smarter, I want to show you how to become unstoppable. Let's dive in.
Are you aware of these three money mistakes that keep businesses broke? Poor money management has been the cause of more business failures than any other single issue. And it's no wonder. We are not born knowing how to manage money. So I need to address this today. Most of us are not taught how to handle it either, how to handle money. We figure it out along the way through much trial and error, I must add. Those same mindset issues and bad habits that wreak havoc in our personal finances can plague our businesses as well if we are not careful. So let me share with you these three money mistakes that I see over and over and over, because they could be keeping your businesses on the red. Number one, let's get to it. Number one, the catching shiny object syndrome. Some things are just hard to resist. I get it. Especially when your friends and colleagues are all jumping on board. New tools, training, group coaching programs, and even business models can all have a strong pull. And if you are not careful, these shiny objects can quickly distract you from your current goal. If you find yourself catching shiny objects frequently, try these two steps instead. One, for too good to refuse offers, make a plan for achieving a positive return on investment before you purchase. If you cannot find a realistic way to make the purchase pay for itself, do not buy it. Number two, for existing new business ideas, create a someday list, or a parking lot, as we call it here. In that maybe someday or parking lot list, jot down your idea and basic outline. Then get back to the task at hand. Now that great idea will not be lost, but it also will not join the ranks of the half-finished businesses business plans that clutter the internet. Number two mistake that keeps businesses broke, it's falling for the sunk cost or hidden cost fallacy. If you've ever said to yourself, I'm not using this subscription, but I cannot give it up. I'm still paying the launch price and now it's much more expensive. Then, my friend, you have fallen for the sunk cost, S-U-N-K cost fallacy. This common mistake is famous amongst economists, and we all fall victim to it from time to time. Simply put, the sunk cost or hidden cost fallacy is what makes us justify investing more money or time in something even though we are not seeing results, because we have already spent so much on it. It is what encouraged us to repair the car one more time. After all, you just put new tires on it. Eat a meal we do not enjoy simply because we paid for it. And yes, continue to pay for tools and resources that you are not using. So take a few minutes and examine your current business expenses. What are you paying for month after month that you are not using? Either make a plan to put them to work for you or just cancel them. You are not quitting, you are just canceling something you are not using. I suggest you review your bank accounts monthly. I said accounts, and assess the cost. Yes, accounts, the credit cards too. And stop falling for all those hidden costs. The number three mistakes that could keep you broke is too much penny pinching. Yep, you thought this was all going to be about overspending, didn't you? I know you. Here's the kicker. Spending too little is just as bad for business. When you are constantly on the lookout for the free and low-cost tools or working 60 hours days because you cannot afford to outsource, you are not doing your business any favor. Sure, it looks like you are bootstrapping and working really hard to make something from nothing or paying your dues, but what you are really doing is digging yourself a rut, because it will be nearly impossible to climb out of it. Not only that, but you are reinforcing a scarcity mindset that will continue to plague you for years if you let it. And I'm not gonna let you. So rather than pinching pennies, learn to spend money strategically. But buy what you need, when you need it. Invest in top quality products and programs rather than settling for the low ticket, half-baked plans. Just like quality clothes, cars and furniture, quality services and software lasts longer and works so much better. And unlike that car, good quality business tools will pay for themselves. What I always tell my clients is that to avoid overspending, spending on the wrong thing, and missing on what you really need, it is absolutely important to create a plan with steps and milestones that close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. This master plan will allow you to focus on the big picture so that you get the service and tools that will make those milestones happen. Every time that you see a shiny object or are tempted on a FOMO offer, those are fear of missing out offers that are actually loaded with hidden cost, or are afraid to pay for that high-end service that you really need, I want you to ask yourself, would paying for this help me attain one of the goals in my master plan? If the answer is yes, consider it, go for it. But if the answer is no, there you have it. You have your decision made. Now, if you want to create a master plan for your business and you need help on that, I highly recommend that you go to my website, bosslifecafe.com, and grab my cash calendar planner. This is your 12-month marketing and profit plan. Once you have a profit plan with clear steps to make it happen, you will be able to decide on the right tools and services that you will need to achieve your monthly, quarterly, and yearly plans. So now it's your turn. Go to the link below and get your tools to move out of self-employment land and into business ownership. Here, your success partners to thrive, Karen Mieses.
Thank you for tuning in, Rockstar. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Also, head over to lifebosspodcast.com to get access to some free resources to help you with today's experiment. Do you want to be a guest? Email me to thelifebosspodcast@gmail.com to learn how.